Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Well, welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Dies. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Way It Is Now by Gary Disher, published by Text Publishing in 2021. Today's book is all about family, corruption, and lies. Charlie is a divorced cop on suspension after attacking a fellow officer, and he's spending his free time down at his family's beach shack on the peninsula, enjoying the sun and the sea, and trying not to think about his future. But the old house brings back memories of his youth and his mother's disappearance 20 years earlier. His mother's never been found, and Charlie and his brother are divided on who they think's responsible. Charlie is sure it was her mother's lodger, a strange man that him and his brother had to help evict, but who also hasn't been seen in years, while his brother blames their father, another policeman. When they were kids, their dad and his fellow cops worked and partied together, a close-knit group on the peninsula. And a few of the old gang are still around town, familiar faces Charlie sees every day. And when a body is found close to where his mother lived, Charlie is thrust back into the investigation with new leads and a fresh perspective on everything. His dad, now in bad health, doesn't want to talk about it, but the police are very keen to talk to him all over again. But does Charlie really know his father? And is he kidding himself about what his father was capable of? The Way It Is Now is a beautifully written and gripping crime thriller about fathers and sons, macho cultures, and how history has a way of repeating itself. The descriptions of the sea and the coastal towns outside Melbourne are poetic, succinct, and evocative. But it's not all pretty writing. There's danger, intrigue, and action in the novel too. Charlie is torn between his loyalties, between his father and brother and mother, between the police, his employer, the police investigating, and the police his father worked for. Then he's torn up about how he failed his ex-wife and his daughter, and whether he's making the same mistakes all over again with his new girlfriend, the feisty Anna, a juror who went rogue in a high-profile rape case, attracting bad attention all of her own. Now, there's so many layers in this book, with multiple investigations, betrayals, corruption, misogyny, and more than one set of father-son relationships. It's about grief. Charlie grieving for his career, his mistakes, and now that her body's been found, finally being able to grieve for his mother. And in the background, this is set in early 2020, COVID is rearing its ugly head, and we all know how the world will fall apart in the coming months. Now, Gary Disher is a legend in the Australian crime writing world, but I have to admit this is actually the first of his books that I've read, but I think I'll be coming back for more. So if you like gorgeous writing, flawed and feisty characters, sun and sea, regret, torn loyalties and lies, I recommend The Way It Is Now by Gary Disher. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.